Wednesday, July 15th, 2026, and if we had to distill this episode to a single through line, it would be this. The distance between what institutions say and what they do has rarely been wider across so many domains simultaneously. The DOJ says it's protecting elections while subpoenaing journalists. ICE describes fatal encounters one way, while witnesses describe them another. Iran is rebuilding nuclear sites that were allegedly disabled. Banks post record profits while a million student borrowers navigate a collapsing repayment system. That distance between official narratives and observable reality is the story underneath today's stories.
Looking ahead to the rest of this week, Thursday night's primetime Trump address is the obvious focal point. He's promising declassified evidence of 2020 foreign interference, and the response from intelligence officials, allies, and Congress will tell us a great deal about whether this is a credible disclosure or a political performance. Watch for the specifics. Which country is alleged to have interfered? What the intelligence consists of? And whether it's been independently verified by the Director of National Intelligence. The Gulf situation also requires daily monitoring, whether the Iranian tanker strikes escalate to additional incidents, and whether the Bushehr nuclear plant story develops further.
Earnings season continues. The bank results we covered today are the leading edge of a broader earnings cycle, and the companies reporting in the next 2 weeks, particularly tech firms whose capital expenditures on AI infrastructure have been enormous, will give us the clearest picture yet of whether that AI investment is translating to revenue growth or remaining a cost center. The DeepSeek IPO timeline and the Apple OpenAI lawsuit will both develop over weeks and months, not days.
Before we close, a quick time capsule moment. A few months ago, we made a reference in an episode to Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. We owe you a correction on that. It never happened, and it couldn't have. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of miles from any Ukrainian-controlled territory, and Ukraine has no capacity to reach it militarily. We apparently repeated a claim without the geographic check it deserved. We're noting it here because intellectual honesty about what we got wrong is how we maintain credibility on what we say we got right.
Every segment today is designed to stand alone. Whether you want just the Gulf crisis analysis, just the AI hardware story, or just the inflation and banking breakdown, each one provides enough context to make sense independently. Share whatever's most relevant to your conversations. A genuine note before we sign off. This show wouldn't exist in its current form without two tools that have become central to how we work. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation. What used to require a full production team, we're now able to do with an AI collaborator that actually understands what we're trying to build. And Perplexity's real-time discovery and research capability is how we surface and verify what's actually trending each morning. We're not saying this as a sponsorship, we're saying it because we genuinely think independent creators should know that these tools have made professional quality daily analysis possible at a scale that simply wasn't accessible before.
If you're someone who goes deep on AI, developer tools, and the open source world specifically, check out our companion show, Intellijix HN Daily, which does exactly what we do here, but focused on the top Hacker News stories each day. Same platform, same analytical depth, different beat. For Marcus Rodriguez, I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with everything the Thursday address, the Gulf situation, and the markets bring our way. Thanks for listening. We'll see you then.